爱昆塔之音，服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年4月11号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China and whoever else is listening to this live broadcast.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们以及各地科技聆听现场讲课的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Happy Saturday to you if you're in Asia.
如果您是在亚洲的话，就祝您星期六快乐。
We're speaking from Northern California, so it's Friday afternoon here.
由于我是在北美这边讲课，所以说这边还是星期五的下午。
And I pray that you're all staying safe and keeping healthy.
我祝愿，我祈祷各位都能够保持平安，健康喜乐。
And taking advantage of so much devotee association online, so many classes, so many kirtans.
然后祈祷大家能够好好的利用网上的联谊机会，这么多的网上联谊机会，以及网上的很多的讲课呀，然后 curtain 啊等等。
And of course, most of us are staying at home with our family members.
当然我们大家的话，基本上都是待在家里和家人在一起。
So it's a good time to improve yourself and your relationships with others.
所以这也是一段很好的时期，能够来帮助我们来提升自己以及提升和家人之间的关系。
Great time to take responsibility for our own minds and not blame others for how we feel.
一段非常棒的时期来促进我们能够为自己的心意承担起责任，而不把自己的情绪和感受归咎于其他人的错。
Yes, Krishna says we shouldMake friendship with our own mind.
Krishna 说过，我们需要和自己的心意做朋友。
And however we feel is actually determined by the thoughts we're having in our own mind.
而实际上我们是怎样感受的，都是由我们在心意当中所冒出来的念头，就我们去相信心意当中所冒出来的念头所决定的。
And Prahlad Maharaj, he told his father, Hiranyakasipu, that the only enemy we have is our own mind. There's no outer enemy.
Prahlad Maharaj 曾经给他的父亲 Hiranyakasipu 说过，我们所遭受的唯一的敌人就是我们的心意，而我们的敌人并不在自身之外。
So we can make friendship with our mind by observing it and taking control.
因此我们可以和自己的心意交朋友，通过观察它，从而得以来掌控心意。
So at times like this, when we have this environmental, this threat to our life, created by this virus, and we're forced to stay home,this is a great opportunity to observe our own mind and improve ourselves.
因此像现在这样的时期，由于这个病毒的威胁，使得我们不得不待在家里，那么所以说我们可以好好的利用这段时间来观察心意，来提升自己。
And we can place our mind at the lotus feet of Krishna by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam together.
并且我们还可以把自己的脑袋放在 Krishna 的莲花足下，通过聆听每天的博加瓦坛的早课。
So today we'll continue our reading of this sixth canto, chapter 3, where Yamaraj is in, now instructing the Yamadutas.
因此我们今天继续来一起阅读圣典博加瓦坛的第六篇第三章，这一部分是阎罗王在吩咐他的使者。
But before we begin our reading, we'll continue the tradition of chanting Jaya Radha Madhava before class.
然后在我们一起上课之前，首先还是按照老传统一起来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava。
So I hope all of you will just sing along with me. Of course, with your computers on mute.
当然我希望大家可以跟着我一起来唱。当然的话呢就是保持你们的静音就好。
Yeah, and we'll let go of the past, let go of the future, and just focus on the holy name and, Krishna and Vrindavan with Radha.
就让我们一起来专注于当下此刻，把过去、把未来全都放在一边，然后专注于此刻，专注于这一刻的 Vrindavan、Krishna 和 Radha。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janabalava Girivanadari Gopi Janabalava Girivanadari Yasodhanandana Vraja Janarajana Yasodhanandana Vraja Janarajana Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Yasodhanandana Vraja Janarajana Yasodhanandana Vraja Janarajana Yasodhanandana Vraja Janarajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol.
Alright.
So we are on today, we're on text 20 and 21.
所以我们一起来看瓦坛的第六篇第三章的第21和 20 and 21, 21到20和21世界。
Yes, actually text 19, which we discussed last week, and text 20-21, these are very, very important and famous verses in the Bhagavatam that all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas know.
实际上我们在上个星期所讨论的第19个诗节以及这一次的20和21诗节是非常非常重要、非常非常出名的诗节，是 Gaudiya Vaishnavas 们都应该知道并且都知道的诗节。
Yeah, of course, you know, the Yamadutas there can...confused about what is religious principles and who's the ultimate authority.
亚玛都他们就想知道究竟什么是宗教原则并且至尊的权威是谁。
Yeah, it appears, you know, because the Vishnu Dutas were able to stop the Yamadutas from taking Ajamya to hell. It seems like that religious principles are, there's no authority and it's just man-made or whimsical.
Man-made and whimsical. 所以说由于威士努都他们阻拦了亚玛都他们把阿加弥勒带到地狱星球去，因此看起来就仿佛是并没有这个永恒的宗教原则的存在，而指这些规矩的话呢，规则呢都是人为制造的，都是这种异想天开式的，想怎样就怎样。
And even from our point of view, oftentimes the people wonder, well, there's so many religions, you know, which one is real? Which one is true?
然后即便是放在当代社会的话呢，就是说人们也会感到困惑，就是有这么多的宗教啊，然后灵性组织啊，究竟哪一个才是真正的呢？
So, last week, Yamaraj, he cleared up this doubt.
所以说在上个星期的师节中，阎罗王就清楚了这样的疑惑。
He says that real religion comes from God.
然后他就说到，真正的宗教是来自于神。
No one can make it up, not even the demigods.
他说到，没有任何人类，甚至是半神人，能够来制定宗教原则。
And no one can understand the true religious principle, except only very few people.
而并且的话呢，只有少数的几个人才能够去真正理解宗教原则。
Yeah, so we learn these words, Dharma to Sakshan, Bhagavat Pranitam, that real religious principles come directly from God himself.
因此我们上个星期学到的那个师姐的第一排的梵文就表达的意思就是真正的宗教原则是直接来自于神。
And so, and then we discussed in the purport, and we discussed last week that Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita the real religious principle.
并且我们上个星期在课堂上也讨论了，就是那个师姐的要旨中 ，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》中也解释到什么才是真正的宗教原则。
And so this is the essential one universal religious principle.
而这就是核心的普世的宗教原则。
Where Krishna explains to Arjuna, he says, give up all relative forms of religion.
Krishna 就对 Arjuna 说，放弃各种各样的宗教。
Just surrender unto me.
只是臣服于我。
I will protect you.
我会保护你。
I will free you from all sins.
我会把你从所有的罪恶中解脱出来。
In this way you will come to me.
以这样的方式你就能到达我的身边。
Yeah, and then we also discussed last week how this universal principle is also there in the Bhagavatam. It's called Sanatan Dharma, the eternal religion of the soul.
并且我们在上个星期也讨论到这个普世的宗教原则在薄伽瓦坛中也有提到，被称为 Sanatan Dharma， 也就是个体灵魂的永恒的宗教原则。
And that is that one surrenders to the Lord and serves him without any personal expectation.
那就是人臣服于至尊主，并且服务于至尊主，并且不带任何的个人的动机和期望。
And also continually without any interruption.
并且是持之以恒，毫无间断的为主进行爱心服务。
Oh, we said this is the gold standard. You can understand the position of any religion by comparing it to the standard of complete surrender and pure service to God.
Pure service to God. 因此我们可以把这称作为是一条黄金原则。我们可以通过这个黄金原则，那就是是否完全的臣服于至尊主，是否能够对神体进行纯粹的奉爱服务。那么以这个黄金原则来判断，就能够 了解到任何一个宗教就它的位置究竟是怎样的。
Right, obeying the will of the Lord and serving Him unconditionally.
遵从于主的意愿，并且无条件的服务于他。
Now, Yamaraj pointed out that this is the universal religious principle, but he said that not many people really understand it.
而阎罗王也指出，这是普世的宗教原则，可惜并不是很多人都了解。
So it's in that context that we're going to read today's verse.
因此，基于这样的一个上下文背景，我们就一起来阅读今天的诗节。
Because now Yamaraj is going to explain who actually understands this universal principle of surrender to the Lord.
因为现在阎罗王就会开始解释究竟谁是能够真正理解这个宗教原则，这个向主臣服的宗教原则。
Okay, so we have text 20-21 together here.
所以说今天这个是20和21诗节一起的。
And you should all mark this down and go back and study it.
所以大家最好把这个记下来，就是之前的19诗节和今天的20和21诗节，我们应该回过头来再次的学习。
Yeah, text 19, the previous verse, 20 and 21.
就是记住是上一次讲的19诗节以及今天的20和21诗节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Swayambhur Narada Sambhu Kamara Kapilo Manu Balado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vaishya Sakthir Vayam Gwanda Saite Viganimo Dharman Bhagavatam Bhatta Guyam Vishudam Durbodham Yam Gyantva Mitam Asnute Swayambhu
主 Brahma
Narada
伟大的圣人 Narada
Shambhu
主 Shiva
Kumara
库马尔四兄弟
Kapila
主 Kapila
Manu
Svayambhuva Manu
Pralada
Palada 王
Janaka
Janaka 王
Bhishma
Bhishma 主父
Bali
Bali 王
Vaivashaki
维亚萨代瓦的儿子 Sukadeva
Sukadeva So he's the son ofVasudev. Vyasaki.
Vyasaki. So Sukadeva is the son of Vyasadev.
Vyasadev. So he's called Vyasaki.
所以就是确定就是 Sukadeva 他是Vyasadeva 的儿子，所以就被称为 Vyasaki. Vyasaki.
Yeah, he's in our movement, he, my godbrother, he's a famous kirtan leader, Vyasaki.
在我们的运动中，我的一位神兄弟，他就叫 Vyasaki, 然后是一个非常出名的 kirtan 的乐手。
Vayam.
我们。
Dvadasa.
十二。
Ete.
这些。
Vajanima.
知道
Dharman
真正的宗教原则
Bhagavatam
教导人如何去爱至尊人格守神的
Bhatta
我亲爱的仆人们啊
Guyam
非常机密
Vishudam
超然且不受物质自然属性污染的
Turbodam
不易被理解的
Yam
什么什么的
Gyatva
了解的
Amritam.
永恒的生命。
Asnute.
他享有。
Translation. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavad Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand. But if by chance one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home back to Godhead.
译文：主 Brahma、Bhagavan Narada、主 Shiva、Kumars 兄弟、Devahuti 的儿子主 Kapila、Swayambhuva Manu、帕拉德王、Janaka 王、Bhishma 祖父、巴利王、Sukadeva Goswami 和我本人都明了真正的宗教原则。亲爱的仆人们，这被称为皈依至尊主并爱他 Bhagavad Dharma 的超然的宗教原则，不受物质自然属性的污染。它十分机密，很难被普通人所理解，但有幸有机会了解它的人就会立刻得到解脱，从此回归家园，回到守神身边。 And continue with purport.
Yes, please.
OK. 要旨，在博迦梵歌中，主 Krishna 把臣服至尊主并爱他形容为是最机密的宗教原则。 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，由于你是我最亲密的朋友，我向你解释最机密的宗教，放弃一切其他责任，只投靠服从我。人也许会问，这原则如果很难理解，那有什么用呢？阎罗王回答问题时，在这节诗中说明，人如果跟随主 Brahma、 主 Shiva、 Kumar 四兄弟和其他标准权威人士的师徒传承，就能了解这项宗教原则。世上有四个师徒传承，一个是来自主 Brahma， 一个来自主 Shiva， 一个来自幸运女神 Lakshmi， 另一个来自 Kumar 四兄弟。来自主 Brahma 的师徒传系被称为 Brahma Sampradaya， 来自主 Shiva 的师徒传系称为Rudra Sampradaya， 来自幸运女神 Lakshmi 的使徒传系则被称为 Sri Sampradaya， 来自 Kumar 的使徒传系被称为 Kumar Sampradaya。 要了解这最机密的宗教体系，人就必须脱僻于这四个传承中的一个。莲花往事书中说，不跟随这四个公认的使徒传系的人，所吟诵吟唱的曼陀罗或得到的启迪都没有用。如今有许多假的传承，他们与主 Brahma、 主 Shiva、 Kumar 四兄弟或幸运女神 Lakshmi 的权威传承毫无关系，人们被这样的假传承所误导。经典中说，进入这种传承是在浪费时间做无用功，因为他们永远无法使人了解真正的宗教原则。要旨结束。 End of purport.
Thank you very much. Omaganatami Rindashaganjana Sulakaya Chakshurun Militamina Tasmain Sri Guruvena Maha Namahom Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shumate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jai Rup Shri Sanatan Bhakti Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhakti Dasa Raghunath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，觉醒到真正的自我以及和 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So in the previous verse, Yamaraj explained to the Yamadutas, that the real religious principle is everyone should love God and surrender to Him.
因此在上一个世界中，阎罗王就像Yamaduta 们解释到，真正的宗教原则就是人人都应该爱神，人人都应该臣服于神。
That we should surrender means to trust that God is our real shelter, our real friend.
而臣服的意思就是指信任，信任至尊主是我们的庇护所，信任至尊主是我们的朋友。
And there's only one God, there's not many gods.
而这世上只有一个至尊主，而并没有很多很多的神。
There is one independent, powerful source, supreme source.
这世上只有唯一一个独立的至尊的源头。
Yeah, so this is called monotheism, belief in one absolute God.
One absolute God. Monotheism.
Mono means one.
Mono.所以这就被称为叫做一元神论，应该是这样翻译的，一元神论，也就是指人相信有一个至尊的上帝，至尊主。
Yeah, pantheism means belief in many gods.
Yeah, 然后就是 pantheism, 也就是万神论。
Right, you have your God, I have my God.
那就是比如说我有我的神，然后你有你的神。
You know, I believe in the sun god, you believe in the moon god.
然后我相信有太阳神，然后你相信有月亮神。
And many people out in India and outside of India, they think that Hinduism is pantheistic.
而很多非印度教的人士，然后非印度教徒的人士，就外界的人都以为，就是印度人民信仰的就是这个众神论或者是万神论。
But Yamaraj is saying, no, there's only one Supreme Lord, and real religion means to trust him and surrender to him.
而在这里，阎罗王就明确地说到，只有一个至尊的上帝、至尊的神的存在，而宗教原则，我们应该做的，就是真正的去信任他，去臣服于他，去服务他。
And Yamaraj makes the point that many people don't really actually understand this.
并且阎罗王还提出了一点，而这一点是很多人都不理解的。
Right, they think there's a Christian God.
然后他们认为有一个基督教的上帝。
And a Buddha God.
然后有一个佛教当中的一个神的存在。
And a Muslim God.
然后有这个然后有阿拉。
And so they think there are different religions, there's different gods.
所以他们就想着，就不同的宗教都有不同的神啊。
Of course, the teaching of the Jews and of the Christians and of the Muslims is clearly that there is only one supreme God.
当然就是在犹太教的教义中，然后在基督教以及穆斯林的这个他们的宗教教义当中的话呢，就很明确的指出，就只有一个至尊主、至尊上帝的存在。
And the first commandment that they all accept is that one should love God with all your heart.
并且的话呢，所有刚才提到的这三个宗教，他们所接受的第一个训令，那就是人应该全身心的把所有的这个心灵都奉献给至尊主，去爱主。
Although they don't have much information about who or what God is.
虽然说他们对于谁是至尊主，以及至尊主是一个什么样的人，什么样的一个存在，就并没有太多的信息。
But nonetheless, there's some bhakti there. And there's some pure religion there.
但是无论如何他们还是有一些 bhakti 的存在，有一些纯粹的宗教是存在的。
So anyway, Yamaraj makes the point that not everyone understands this, and most people are confused, that there's only one God and we should love and surrender to him.
所以说阎罗王在这里就提出了一点是很多人都并不了解的一点，那就是只有一个至尊主的存在，而我们都应该去爱他，去服务他。
And if we look at human society today, we see, yeah, that's the case. People are confused about other religions and even about their own religion, and they don't understand this essential, universal, transcendental truth.
而我们来观察人类社会的话呢，都可以看到，就是很多很多人，都是对此是非常困惑、迷惑的。然后他们并不了解其他的宗教究竟是怎么一回事，也甚至连他们自己的宗教也并不了解。他们不了解的就是这个核心的普世的宗教原则，那就是他们并不了解这个核心的普世的超然的真理。
Now Yamaraj goes on to say, however, that does not mean that there aren't some advanced authorities in the universe who don't know this truth. There are. There's 12.
然后阎罗王就接下来继续说道，但这并不意味说就宇宙中就完全没有人了解这个超然的真理了。他就提到确实是有，并且是有12位这些非常高阶的与权威人士，他们是了解这个超然的真理的。
Yeah, so he says there's 12, they're called the 12 Mahajans.
这12位人物就被称为12 Mahajans.
Yeah, there's a verse in the Bhagavatam, another verse, another place. It says that if you want to reach, you know, the transcendental destination,You have to follow in the footsteps of the 12 Mahajans.
然后在博迦瓦坛，说在博迦瓦坛当中，在博迦瓦坛当中的另一个地方，就有一个师姐就写到，如果你想要到达超然的目的地，就需要去追随12位这样的脚步。
Yeah, so there's Swayambhur, who is Brahma.
所以说有这个 Svayambhur, 也就是主 Brahma.
So we have Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva.
所以在这里就提到了主 Brahma, Narada 和主 Shiva.
And the four Kumaras.
然后还有库马尔四兄弟。
And we have Lord Kapila.
然后有主 Kapila.
So in the Indian history, there's different Kapilas.And one is bona fide and the rest are imposters.
在印度的历史当中只有有许多这个叫卡皮拉的人，但是只有其中一位是正宗的主卡皮拉，而其他的都是骗子。
So that's why Prabhupada, he pointed out that when we think of Kapila, we have to make sure that this is the Kapila that is the son of Devahuti that's mentioned in the Bhagavatam.
因此帕帕就专门说到，当我们要提到或者想到卡皮拉主卡皮拉的时候，就需要写明是 Devahuti 的儿子主卡皮拉。
And then we have Prahlad.
然后有帕拉德王。
And we have Janaka.
然后有加纳卡王。
And Krishna even mentions him in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 甚至在博迦梵歌中都提到了加纳卡王。
And then we have Grandfather Bhishma.
然后有 Bhishma 祖父。
And then we have Prahlad's grandson, Bali.
然后就是帕拉德马哈拉吉的孙子巴里王。
And then we have Sukadeva Goswami.
然后就是 Sukadeva Goswami.
So these are the 12 Mahajans.
所以说这就是12位 Mahajan.
And they all teach this this pure religious principle that real religion means Bhagavad Dharma, or to surrender unto the Lord lovingly.
而他们这十二位人物都在教导纯粹的宗教原则，也就是 Bhagavad Dharma， 以爱心带着爱来臣服于至尊主。
And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 9 that this is sarva guyatamam, which means this is very confidential. Not everyone knows it.
并且 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌的第九章也说到了这样一句话，就是这是非常非常机密的，并不是所有人都知道。
And even if, you know, Krishna's taught it before, somehow this truth becomes corrupted.You know, even in religions, in the beginning may know this, but then the truth becomes lost.
而即便 Krishna 之前是教导过这样的一个真理的，但是随着时间的推移的话呢，这样的真理却堕落了。就即便最开始，宗教就大家都知道是这么一回事儿，但是后来这个真理的话也慢慢的就消失了。
And then in the purport, Prabhupada raises this question.
然后在要旨中帕帕就提出一个问题。
You know, if this principle of surrender lovingly to the one God is so important, but it's rarely understood, then what's the use of it?
What's the use of it? 然后帕帕提出的问题就是，既然说到这个宗教原则，这个像唯一的至尊主臣服的这个宗教原则是如此的重要，但是的话呢，却又几乎不被人所知晓。那到底知道这个原则有什么用呢？
So it's not easy to understand, but if one is fortunate to be in a Guru Parampara that is connected to one of these 12 Mahajans, one will learn this essential religious principle.
虽然说这个原则是很难，就不太容易去理解，但是如果一个人有幸能够去接触到和这十二位马哈讲所教导的相关的，就是Sampradaya 使徒传系相关的其中的，就是这个当中的其中一个使徒传系的话，他真的是非常非常幸运的。
And furthermore,If one understands Bhagavad Dharma, which the essential religion is to surrender to God lovingly, if one understands that, then he will be able to appreciate that religion as well.
而且更进一步的来说，如果一个人能够理解 Bhagavad Dharma, 也就是一个人理解这个原则是满怀爱心的向主臣服，那么他也能得以去欣赏其他宗教当中的所拥有的这样的一个原则。
Yeah, one won't have a sectarian religious view.
这样的话也就不会有这种有宗教派系之别的这种差别对待的眼光来看待其他的宗教。
And then Prabhupada mentions the especially four Mahajans that have.You could say living Guru Paramparas that are still alive, still teaching the truth.
并且帕帕也在这里特别提到了，仍然还存在着的四个使徒传系，和这个四位马哈讲相关联的四个使徒传系。
Yeah, so it's actually important for all ISKCON devotees to know these four.Guru Paramparas.
因此的话呢，对于伊斯康的奉献者来说，知道这四个Parampara, Parampara 这四个使徒传系是很重要的。
Yeah, so there's the Guru Parampara that we're in, coming from Lord Brahma.
我们所就是在的这样的一个 Guru Parampara 是来自于主 Brahma 的。
Then there's the Guru Parampara coming from Lord Shiva.
然后的话呢，一个使徒传系是来自于主希瓦的。
And then there's the Guru Parampara coming from the four Kumaras.
然后是一个 Guru Parampara, 这个使徒传系是来自于库马尔四兄弟的。
And then there's a Guru Parampara coming from Lakshmi.
然后最后一个这个 Guru Parampara, 这个使徒传系就是来自于幸运女神 Lakshmi.
So these are all bona fide Guru Paramparas that, you know, are actually teaching Bhagavad Dharma.
嗯，刚刚讲，所以说这四个使徒传系就是正宗的使徒传系，在教导 Bhagavad Dharma。
Bhagavad Dharma。
Bhagavad Dharma。发音发错了 ，Bhagavad Dharma。
There's only one God, and we should lovingly trust Him and surrender to Him.
嗯，所以只有一个至尊主的存在，而我们应该。去爱他，去信任他，去臣服他。
And so, Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, he wanted to acknowledge these other sampradayas, not just the Brahma Gaudiya sampradaya, but he wanted to acknowledge that these other sampradayas are also bona fide and are teaching the truth.
嗯，你听清楚。嗯，而帕帕的灵性导师 Bhaktisiddhanta 他当时也想要去承认，就是公开的去承认，去认可这其他的三个使徒传系，来承认他们是正宗的使徒传系，是在教授真理。
So he established a temple in Mayapur that's dedicated to these four sampradayas.
嗯，因此他就在玛雅普建立了一座庙来来荣耀来承认这四个使徒传系。
Yeah, so all of these four sampradayas, they have the name that honors their source, just like in our case, Brahma.
嗯，而这四个使徒传系的话，他们的名字都是在荣耀他们的源头，就像我们的这个使徒传系叫做。Brahma Sampradaya, 因为我们的这个最开始的源头来自的就是来自于主 Brahma.
And then they also have their most prominent Acharya.
然后并且他们也有他们非常突出的 Acharya.
So at this temple that Bhaktisiddhanta established, it goes around in a circle, and there are four little altars there.
嗯，哦 ，altars。然后在 Bhaktisiddhanta 所建立的这座庙宇当中，他就是把四个神坛，对，四个神坛按像圆圈一样的排在一起。
And so within those little altars is a murti or a statue of each Vaishnavacharya.
嗯，关系那个圈呀，嗯，而在这四个神坛当中，就有一个塑像，就是每一位 Vaishnava Acharya 的这个塑像就摆在那儿。
Yeah, so by doing this, by establishing this temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wanted to point out that we are just not, you know, fanatical sectarian religious people.
嗯。因此通过建立这座庙宇 Bhaktisiddhanta 他的目的他就想要指出就我们并不是这种非常狂热的有宗教派系之别的这些 宗教 修宗教的这些人
yeah, So you know, surrender Bhagavad Dharma is like gold、
Bhagavad Dharma 就像是黄金一样、
right? Wherever we find it we acknowledge it
只要在任何地方我们看到它看到有黄金看到有 Bhagavad Dharma 我们就要去承认它公开的认可它
So I want to speak to you a little something about these four Sampradayas
我想跟大家再多谈一谈这四个 Sampradaya
And maybe I'll send you my notes that you can translate for the devotees and we could send it out What do you think?
Okay, no problem. I'm happy to.
or you can give it to someone else, you know, too.
Okay. 比如说他想更多的给大家讲一讲这四个使徒传系，所以说他说可能要弄些资料，然后让我翻译好，或者是让我找人翻译好，然后给分发给大家来阅读一下。
Okay, so we mentioned that there's the Lakshmi Sampradaya.
我们就提到有这个幸运女神 Lakshmi 的这个使徒传系。
So that's called the Sri Sampradaya, because Sri is another word for Lakshmi, another name of Lakshmi.
然后他的使徒传系被称为 Sri Sampradaya, 因为 Sri 这个词是 Lakshmi 的另一个名字。
So this Sampradaya is still going. There's still a Guru Parampara, and they haven't changed, they've maintained the teachings. They haven't, teaching has not become corrupted.
并且这个使徒传系还依然存在着，他们的这个核心教导，就教导还是没有被损毁，没有堕落的。
And the prominent acharya is Ramanujacharya.
Ramanujacharya, 并且他们突出的 acharya, 突出的灵性导师 acharya 就叫做 Ramanujacharya.
Yeah, so each one of these acharyas, they wrote a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra.
这当中每一位 acharya 都曾写过评注 Vedanta Sutra.
And they, each one explained in their own way how there's one Supreme Lord.
并且他们每一个人都是以自己的方式来阐释有一位唯一的至尊神的存在。
And the jiva, or the soul, can never become God, but is always dependent upon God.
并且 jiva, 个体灵魂是永远不可能成为至尊主的，而只能依赖于至尊主而存在。
And so each, they all have their own special philosophies that prove this point, based on Vedanta Sutra.
他们都具有自己独特的哲学。来阐释这一点，并且都是基于维丹塔苏查的。
Yeah, so Ramanuja Acharya, he lived in the 12th century.
Ramanuja Acharya, 他当时所出现生活的时代是12世纪。
And of course, all of these Acharyas, they come from South India.
You mean all these Acharyas for the four Sampradayas?
Yeah.
并且这四个使徒传系当中的所有的 Acharya 们都是来自于南印度。
And actually the Sri Sampradaya is quite friendly with Iskcon.
实际上 Sri Sampradaya 跟伊斯康的关系还特友好。
Yeah. And also, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but in our Vaishnav calendar, we always celebrate the appearance day of Ramanuja Acharya.
当然我不知道大家知不知道这一点哈，就在我们的 Vaishnava 的日历当中，我们总是会去庆祝Ramanuja Acharya 的显现日。
Yeah, even though he's in a different line, right?
即便他是属于另一个使徒传系的，对吧？
Okay, now next we have our Sampradaya. It's called the Brahma Sampradaya, because it comes from Brahma.
然后提到的第二个使徒传系就是主 Brahma 的使徒传系，也就是我们的。
And our prominent Acharya is Madhvacharya.
然后我们的这个非常突出的 Acharya 就是 Madhvacharya.
Yeah, so his name is a little bit different. The Christian's name is Madhava, but his name is Madhva.
所以他的名字和 Krishna 的名字有一点点相似，但是的话有区别。Krishna 的名字叫 Madhava， 他是中间有个那个 A 的那个音 Madhava， 而我们的这位使徒传系当中的突出的灵性导师，他叫 Madhva， 然后中间就没有那个 A， 就是 Madhva Acharya。
And then he also wrote his commentary on Vedanta Sutra, explaining how the jiva is one but different than God.
然后并且 Madhvacharya 他也写过这个 Vedanta Sutra 的评注，就是来阐释个体灵魂和至尊主是即一即异，就是质上是相同，但是量上是完全不同的。
Now, next we come from the Sampradaya that comes from Lord Shiva.
然后我们提到的第三个 Sampradaya 就是来自于主 Shiva 的。
Yeah, so another name for Lord Shiva is Rudra.
主希瓦的另一个名字叫 Rudra.
So that Sampradaya is called the Rudra Sampradaya.
因此这个使徒传系就被叫做 Rudra Sampradaya.
And the prominent acharya for the Rudra Sampradaya is Vishnu Swami.
而他们的使徒传系当中的最杰出最突出的acharya 叫做 Vishnu Swami。
And then we have the Sampradaya coming from the four Kumaras.
最后一个使徒传系就是来自于库马尔师兄弟的 Sampradaya。
Yeah, so there are different names for that Sampradaya, but we'll just say it's the Sanat Sampradaya, because he's the one of the Kumaras.
Sanat, right?
Mm-hmm.
然后这个使徒传系有好几个名字，但是我们就把它称之为叫做 Sanat Sampradaya, 因为 Sanat 就是库马师兄弟当中其中一位的名字。
And the prominent Acharya for that Sampradaya is named Nimbarka.
Nimbarka, 而他们的使徒传系当中的突出的灵性突出的 Acharya 名字叫做 Nimbarka.
Yeah, so each one of these Acharyas wrote a thesis on the Vedanta Sutra explaining how God is one.There's only one God, and the jiva can never become God, that the jiva is one and different than God.
所以说这提到的这四位 Acharya 们，他们每一位都专门写过关于 Vedanta Sutra 的论文，然后在论文中他们就解释到，只有一个，唯一一个至尊主的存在，而个体灵魂是永远不可能成为至尊主。个体灵魂和至尊主即一即一。
Yeah, just like the sun ray is dependent upon the sun, the jiva is always in a dependent position upon God.
正如阳光是必须依赖于太阳而存在，因此的话，个体灵魂也是必须依赖于至尊主而存在。
And so all jivas are servants of God.
因此，所有的个体灵魂都是神的仆人。
And the purpose of the jiva in the material world is to awaken to his true self as a servant of God and surrender to him.
而个体灵魂在物质世界存在生活的目的，其目的就是能够最终觉悟到真正的自我，并且臣服于至尊主。
Okay, so this is the teaching of all the Mahajans.
而这里所提到的这门教导是所有马哈将他们都在传授都在教导的内容。
And this is the teaching of Vedanta Sutra and also of the Bhagavatam.
并且也是 Vedanta Sutra 和博加瓦坛的教导。
But, unless one is coming in the disciplic succession of the Mahajans, one may not understand this and get very confused.
然而除非一个人真正进入到这十二位马哈将的他们的使徒传系当中的任何一条传系，否则的话是很难能够理解这一真理的。
So just like Prabhupada said in one lecture, let me see if I can bring up the quote. He said that God is one.
正如帕帕之前在一次讲课中就说到，他说神是一。
There's only one God.
只有一位至尊神。
And anyone can pray to him.
并且任何一个人都可以向他祈祷。
If one prays sincerely.
只要这个人是真诚的在向主祈祷。
And then he qualifies that by explaining what it means to be sincere.
Qualify that.
Well, he explained what is sincerity.
然后帕帕就接着解释到那什么是真诚，他在说的真诚的祈祷，那什么是真诚呢？
Yeah, so he says anyone can pray to God anytime, anywhere.
他就说到任何一个人可以在任何一刻任何地方向主向神祈祷。
If one prays sincerely.
如果这个人是真诚的祈祷。
And God will reciprocate.
那么神就会回应他。
But then he explains, how do you pray sincerely? How do you pray with feeling?
然后帕帕就接着说到，那你能够怎样来真诚的祈祷了？你能怎样带着情感来真诚的祈祷呢？
He said, you can pray with feeling if you know your position.
他就说到，如果你知道你的位置，那么你就能够真诚的祈祷，你就能够带着情感来祈祷。
Well, what is our position?
那么我们的位置是什么呢？
We are dependent parts.
那么我们的所处的位置，我们的地位，那就是我们是处于依附、依赖、依靠的这样一个位置的。
What is the position of the sun ray in relationship to the sun?
在阳光和太阳的关系当中，阳光的地位位置是什么呢？
It cannot exist without the sun.
那就是阳光是不可能在没有太阳的前提下能够存在的。
At the same time, it's one with the sun in quality.
但同时的话呢，阳光的本质和太阳又是同样的。
Right, the heat and light of the sun ray is exactly the same as the heat and light in the sun.
阳光的这个本质当中所包含的这个光以及热，和这个太阳的本质中所包含的光和热是同样的。
Yet, there's a difference between the sun ray and the sun.
然而的话，在太阳和阳光之间却还是有区别。
The sun ray cannot exist without the sun.
那就是阳光是不可能在没有太阳的情况下存在的。
Yeah, so if we understand our position, then we can actually call out to the Lord with feeling, with love, and the Lord will reciprocate.
因此如果我们能真正的明白自己所处的位置，那么我们就能够带着情感，带着爱来向主呼喊，向主求救，而主也会回应我们。
Yeah, that's pure bhakti, that's bhakti yoga.
这就是纯粹的 bhakti, 这就是 bhakti yoga, 奉爱瑜伽。
We engage in a relationship with the Lord.
我们参与到，我们进入到与主之间的关系。
Now I have to point out that these four sampradayas, they don't teach about other rasas, they only teach about servitude. They teach about having a relationship with the Lord as a servant, Aishwarya Ras, like Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha. So you mean the other three sampradayas, right?
Well, even the Madhva sampradaya.
但我有一点就是必须要指出的是，那就是这四个使徒传系，他们都并没有在教导这个 rasa, 而是在教导一种服务的心态，教导就是我们能够怎样作为仆人来臣服于至尊主，也就是Vaikuntha。
Yeah, they teach pure bhakti, but in the mood of a servant.
就是这四个使徒传系都是在教导纯粹的 bhakti, 但是却是一种服务的心态，仆人的心态来进行的纯粹的 bhakti。
Yeah, so worshiping God as a friend or as a lover, this wasn't introduced until Madhavendra Puri.
Madhavendra Puri. 所以说我们这个使徒传记当中所提到的就是把神当作朋友，当作恋人，这样的这种就是有个人关系的这种方式来爱神，是直到 Madhavendra Puri 之后，就是他才开始去讲这一块的，就在他之前的话，这都并不是存在于我们的这个使徒传系的。
So Madhavendra Puri, he is in the same parampara that comes from Madhvacharya from Brahma.
So Madhavendra Puri, 他也是 同一个使徒传系，是来自于主 Brahma 的同一个使是来自于主 Brahma 的这样一个 Madhva Acharya 的这个使徒传系中。
And he's the spiritual master of Lord Nityananda and also of Advaita Acharya.
并且 Madhvanapuri 是主 Nityananda 和 Advaita Acharya 的灵性导师。
And also of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master.
并且他也是主 Chaitanya 的灵性导师。
So he prepared the ground for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya.
所以基本上可以说他就为主 Chaitanya 的显现先铺垫好了这个背景，铺垫好了这个舞台。
Yeah, so Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master is Ishwara Puri, and he was a personal servant of Madhavendra Puri.
主 Chaitanya 的灵性导师 Ishwara Puri 是 Madhavendra Puri 的仆人。
Yeah, so he exhibited, you know, love for God in the mood of a gopi.
You mean Madhavendra Puri?
Yeah.
而 Madhavendra Puri 他所展示出来的对主的爱是一种 gopi 的心态来对主的爱。
And then, of course, Lord Chaitanya, he manifested this pure love of God in Madhurya Ras and then gave it to everyone.
Madhurya Ras. 而并且主 Chaitanya 的话，他也展示出了这种对神的纯粹的爱，这种 Madhurya Ras, 然后展示给所有的人。
Yeah, so, you know, one may be a gopi, or one may be a grass, or one may be a cowherd boy, or a tree, but everyone is appreciating, the exchanges of love, between Radha and Krishna, and are there, you know, to serve that pastime, to serve that exchange of love between Radha and Krishna.
因此一个人可能是 gopi, 一个人可能是一根草，然后或者一个人是牧牛童，或者另一个人是一棵树，但是所有的这些个体灵魂，他们存在在那儿都是非常欣赏在 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这种爱的交换，爱的交流，并且他们在那里都是想要去服务，都是在努力的去服务Radha 和 Krishna 之间的逍遥时光，服务他们之间这种爱的交流。
Yeah, and so that's our destination.
那就是我们的目的地。
And that's you could look at the Hare Krishna mantra as a train ticket to a destination.
我们可以把 Hare Krishna 曼陀当作是到达目的地的火车票。
Yeah, the Hare Krishna mantra that has been imbued with ecstatic love for Krishna by Lord Chaitanya.
Hare Krishna mantra, 主 Chaitanya 就在这当中灌注满了对于至尊主的，对于 Krishna 的狂喜的及这种狂喜的爱。
Yeah, so there are varieties of relationships one can have with God, but they're all under, you could say, the same umbrella of Bhagavad Dharma.
Bhagavad Dharma. 所以可以说和至尊主之间个体灵魂可以享受就是不同种类的关系，但是的话呢，所有这些不同种类的关系他们都是处于同一个大伞之下，打个比方，同一个大伞之下，那就是 Bhagavad Dharma 这个最核心、最根本的这个原则是必须要有的。
Therefore, Prabhupada said, anyone, anywhere, in any situation, can pray to God with feeling, God will reciprocate.
因此帕帕就说到，任何一个人在任何一个地方、任何一刻，处于任何的一种状况，都可以带着情感向神祈祷，只要他知道自己的位置。
But you can only pray with feeling if you know your position.
而只有当你知道你自己的位置，你才能够满怀情感的去向主祈祷，而这样的话，主才会回应你。
You're very clear that I exist only because God exists. I depend on Him.
你非常清晰地明白，我之所以存在，都是因为神的存在，而我是完全要依赖于神的。
Yeah, so, this is difficult for most people to understand unless they're connected with a bona fide disciplic succession.
而这一点的话呢，对于很多人来说都是难以理解的，除非他们是和一个正宗的使徒传系建立有关联的。
Yeah, so perfection in chanting one's mantra depends on having this pure knowledge of sambandhagya.
因此在念诵当中所获得的完美就取决于个体是不是具有这样一个纯粹的知识，也就是 sambandhagya.
Yeah, so therefore, Prabhupada quoted the Padma Purana that says, I used to know the verse. it's in the purport. But it says, Sampradaya vihina ye mantras te nishpalam mata. So it says, if you don't get your mantra from a sampradaya, a bona fide sampradaya. Nishpala mata means you don't get the fruit of the mantra.
Mantra. 所以说在这次在这个诗节的要旨中，帕帕也引用了莲花往事书中的一个诗节，就说到不跟随这四个公认的正宗的使徒传系的人，那么他们就得不到念诵曼陀罗所带来的结果。
Yeah, so when you get a mantra, it's not just the words you're getting.
因此当你得到一个曼陀罗的时候，并不是说你就只是得到这个曼陀罗的词语词组而已。
You're getting your spiritual master's understanding of the meaning of the mantra, and you're also taught how to chant the mantra.
而你所得到的是你的灵性导师对于这个曼陀罗的理解，并且的话呢，你也会得到，会明白该如何去念诵曼陀。
Yeah, so if you're not in a disciplic succession, you may not get the proper understanding of the meaning of the mantra.
所以如果你没有处在一个正宗的使徒传系中，就很有可能不能够清楚恰当的理解这个曼陀罗所包含的意义和意思。
You may not get the understanding that you're not God, you'll never be God, you're the eternal servant of God.
并且的话，你也有可能就是不能够清晰的明白，你并不是神，你也永远不可能成为神，而且你是神永恒的仆人。
Right? If you don't know your position, you actually can't chant the mantra.
如果你不知道自己的位置，实际上你是无法能够去念诵曼陀的。
Yeah, and then you won't get the fruit.
然后你就得不到这个念诵曼陀罗所带来的成果了。
Yeah. Okay, so these are three very important verses from the Bhagavatam that explain, the importance of the disciplic succession and how real religion comes from God, and real religion means to surrender to God in love.
因此的话呢，我们所上一节课和这一次课所讲到的薄伽瓦坛当中的这三个师节是非常重要的师节，就解释到了这个使徒传系的重要性，并且讲到了真正的宗教都是直接来自于至尊主，以及真正的宗教原则就是我们能够满怀爱心的向主臣服。
Okay, so I'll stop speaking and I'll just open it up for any questions or comments.
好，所以说现在的话正课讲完，大家就可以提问或者是发表一下自己的感想。 OK, I think that questions left from last week. OK, so 上个星期有问题剩下了，所以说我们先来看一看上个星期剩下的问题。 OK， 我们来看第一个问题，应该是这位叫开心的奉献者问的，然后应该是我没有之前没有问，开心奉献者问，感恩咕噜，感恩翻译老师，谢谢，顶拜你们，请问咕噜宗教原则和自然法则有什么不一样吗？宗教原则是专为物质世界而定的，是吗？ So this devotee is saying her gratitude unto you, and she'sOr he is asking that, what is the difference? Is there any difference between the religious principles and the nature's law? So the religious principle is only targeting material. Is the religious principles is made only for material world?
Well, material nature, of course, ultimately is controlled by Krishna.
物质自然归根结底都是由 Krishna 所掌管的。
Everything is acting according to his will.
所有的一切之所以发生，之所以在进行着，那都是根据 Krishna 的意愿在进行着。
So if we don't honor, the laws of nature, then we're also disobeying the laws of the Lord.
因此如果我们不能尊敬自然法则的话，那么我们实际上也是在违背主的意愿，违背主的disobey the law of the Lord, right?
Yeah.
那么我们也是在违背主的法则。
Yeah, so we respect everythingas belonging to the Lord and not our own.
我们把万事万物，我们对万事万物都抱有尊敬之情，是因为我们把万事万物都看作是属于 Krishna, 属于至尊主的一部分，而并不是属于我的某个东西。
Yeah, so, but the essence of Bhagavad Dharma is to understand is not only, you know, not just to follow God out of fear.
并且 Bhagavad Dharma 的本质核心并不是说我们就是要心怀恐惧的去臣服于主或者是追随主。
But to actually understand our position.
而是能够真正的明白自己的位置。
Is that,we depend on God for everything, and He's the source of our life, and He's our best friend.
Best friend. 而我们真正的位置，那就是所有的一切都是取决于，都是依赖于至尊主的，并且他是我们生命的源头，并且他也是我们最好最好的朋友。
Yeah. So really, Bhagavad Dharma is not about obeying the laws of God. It's aboutlove.
因此真正的来说 Bhagavad Dharma 并不是关于遵循主的法则或者是原则，而是关于对主的爱。
Yeah, so love is higher than the law.
而爱是比法则要更高的，爱高于法则。
Can you read your question again? Did I get it?
I think so. So is a religious principle different than the nature's law? And
yes, they're connected.
And is a religious principle only designated for the material world?
Well, you know, in the material world,everyone's forgotten their position.
说到现在来回到你的第二个问题，宗教原则是专为物质世界而定的吗？那就是 Guru 就回答到，在物质世界当中，每个人都遗忘了自己的位置。
In fact, everyone is dreaming that they exist independent of God, and they're in competition with each other to be God.
而实际上， 每一个人就物质世界的个体灵魂的话呢，都在梦境之中，在梦里认为自己是独立于至尊主而存在，并且都觉得自己和周围的人是处于一种竞争状态，要和对方处于这样一种竞争状态来努力的奋斗着让自己成为至尊主。
And So the soul is pure, but under the influence of Maya develops in a, you know, this kind of aversion to God and a competition with God.
个体灵魂本来是纯粹的，然而由于 Maya 的影响，就在物质世界中发展出了对于神的一种厌恶感、反感。然后sorry, what's the second one? Aversion to God and...
Competition with God.
哦，并且这种要和神搞竞争的、做竞争的这样一种态度。
Right, so we're like criminals.
所以我们真的就像罪犯一样。
Yeah, so we have so many laws in society, right?
社会当中就会制定各种各样的法律。
Laws of the state.
一个州、一个县或者一个市都会制定法律。
Now, if everyone was a good citizen, you know, there would be no laws because everyone would just naturally do the right thing.
如果每一个人都是良好的公民的话，那都不需要有法律了。因为每个人都会自动的去遵守法律。
Yeah, so in the spiritual world, everyone's free to do what they want.
因此的话，在灵性世界当中的每一个人的话呢，都是有完全的自由去做自己想做的事。
Yeah, because everyone knows their position and everyone's in love with God.
因为每个人都知道自己的位置，每一个人都处在和神之间的这种爱的关系之中。
And in love with each other.
并且也爱着身边的每一个人。
Yeah, so the laws are only applicable to those who are, you know, have the tendency to misbehave, so we need them.
因此法律的存在以及法律的运用的话呢，就是为了针对那些有这种行为不端的倾向的人，然后使得他们警示他们，使得他们不会去犯这些法律。
And just like when you're ill and you when you become sick, then you have to follow some regimen in order to become healthy again.
所以就像是如果你要是生病的话，你肯定得就是遵循一些比如说吃东西或者是锻炼或者是等等的这种治疗方案，然后才能让自己身体健康起来。
Right, you can't eat this, you can't do that.
你必须得吃这个，然后不应该去做那个事情等等。
Can't go here, you can't go there, gotta wear a mask.
你不能走到这儿去，不能到那儿去，还必须得出门，必须得戴口罩等等。
But once you're healthy, then everyone forgets about those things.
但是一旦要是当大家都健康起来的话呢，然后都会忘了这个要去遵循这个那个的这些各种规矩，然后好让自己健康起来，对吧？
So the soul in the material world is dreaming that he or she is existing independent of God.
而物质世界当中的个体灵魂都在做着梦，在梦里面认为自己是独立于至尊主而存在的。
And then we have to awaken from that illusion.
而我们就要从这样的幻觉当中苏醒过来。
Yeah, and if, then if we break the laws are there, you know, there's some punishment to let us know that we're off course.
To let us know what?
We're not living in the truth and that we're making a mistake.
而如果我们要是破坏法律，要是就是犯法的话，那么就会遭受惩罚，而惩罚刑罚的这些目的就是为了使得我们明白我们并不是活在真相之中，而我们是活在梦境之中。
Yeah, it's there actually for survival.
What isis there for survival.
The rules and regulations are there, or the pain, painful reaction is there in order to actually help us survive.
所以说规则 规章制度规矩，然后以及这个如果我们要是违反这个规矩违反规则所遭受的痛苦的这种报应的话，之所以存在就是为了能够帮助我们得以生存下来。
Right, if you think wrong thoughts,
如果你要是有这种错误的念头，
or you have a poor diet,
然后或者是吃东西就是暴饮暴食啊，或者吃很不健康的食物，
or you exercise improperly,
然后或者是你锻炼的方式完全不对，
You're going to experience some pain.
那你肯定就会遭受到一些疼痛，对吧？
And that pain is there to let you know that what you're doing is not good for you.
而疼痛的出现，疼痛的存在就是为了告诉你，给你发信号，你所做的事情是不对的，是不健康的。
Yeah, so the laws of nature, the laws of God, they're actually there to help us.
因此自然法则、神的法则的存在，就是他们之所以存在，就是为了帮助我们。
They're there to help us awaken.
帮助我们得以觉醒。
And to wake up and realize that, we've always been part of God.
帮助我们觉醒、苏醒过来，能够去觉悟到我们一直都是神的一部分。
We've never been separate from Him.
并且从来都没有和神分离过。
And that he's the giver of our life.
而神给予了我们的生命。
And our best friend.
并且他是我们最好最好的朋友。
Yeah, so we're like a crazy person dreaming, you know?
所以说我们个个都是个疯子，然后才做着梦。
Wake up!
赶紧醒过来吧。
Okay.
Okay, next one.好，我们来看下一个问题，也是上个星期剩下的一位叫热爱生命的奉献者问，顶拜孤鲁，臣服 Krishna 就是臣服一切，因为一切都是因为 Krishna 而存在，在生活中该怎样做到对家庭对孩子的臣服，在家里做到臣服好不容易，这还是个人想掌控欲望造成的吧，请孤鲁赐教。 OK, so this devotee I guess is a Mataji, she'soffering her obeisances unto you, and she's saying that surrendering to Krishna is surrendering to everything, because everything exists, because of Krishna. So, how should I surrender to my family and to my kid in my life? Because it's really not easy to surrender at home. So, which is probably caused because I still want to control the desire, want to control, right?
Yeah, so, you know, on the highest level, everything is, can only happen because God wills it.
在最高的层面来看，所有的一切之所以能得以发生，那都是由于有 Krishna 的意愿在里面。
But also we've chose...the situation we're in because of our previous choices.
而我们之所以处于现在的这样一种状况当中，那都是由于我们之前所做出的选择使得我们拥有现在的人生生活状况。
Right, so you have a son one way or the other. Because you had a relationship with someone and had sex and you have a son.
You mean previously that she had a choice to...
Well, every situation we're in right now, whether we're married, whether we have children, whether we have a job or don't have a job, that is also determined by our previous choices.
因此对，就说到我们现在所拥有这个人生状况，比如说有工作呀，或者是失业啊，有家庭啊，或者是还是单身，有没有孩子等等，那么这些生活状况也是由于我们在之前所做出的个人的选择使得我们现在有了这样的一个结果。
So we actually have very little control over our mind or our body, and especially over other people, we have no control.
而我们对于自己的心意和自己的身体都是几乎没有任何掌控的，那更别提别人了，我们对于别人是完全没有任何掌控控制可言的。
And everything that's happened in our life from a devotional point of view is to help us awaken from our dream that we exist separate from God.
而发生在我们人生当中的每一件事情，从奉爱的角度来看，都是为了帮助我们能得以从这个幻觉，从梦境当中苏醒过来。什么样的幻觉呢？认为自己是独立于 Krishna 而单独存在的这样一个幻觉。
Yeah, so, if there's something we can change that we want to change, which is very little, then change it.
因此如果确实有某个事物、事情是我们可以改变的，然后并且是我们想要改变的，那么我们就去做。但是都虽然的话，这样的事情是很微小的。
And if there are so many things, so many situations you can't change.
然而也有很多很多的事情，很多很多的状况是我们无法改变的。
Then you should surrender to that or accept it as the will of the Lord.
那么此时你就应该去臣服于这样的状况，臣服于这样的事实，然后去接受它。接受它是to accept that it as the will of the Lord.
Yeah.
去接受它是主的意愿。
You know, it's a certain attitude.
Certain attitude, right?
Yes.
所以这就是某一种类型的态度了。
If we resist what is, then we create our own suffering.
如果我们抗拒当下的状况，当下出现的事物，那么我们就会受苦。
Right. If we resist the way other people are and try and change them, they don't change, but we suffer.
而如果我们抗拒身边的人的状态，我们想要试图去改变那个人，而对方不愿意被我们改变，那么我们就会受苦。
Yeah, so in this way we have to make our mind our friend and have the right attitude.
因此在这样的一种状况下，我们就应该使我们的心意成为我们的朋友，能够得以真正拥有正确的态度来对待自己，对待人生，对待他人。
Yeah, that's what it means to put your hands in the air with your palms open.
而这就是在说我们把手举起来，然后手掌向上，这样的一个动作，这样一个姿势的真正的含义。
It's a certain kind of body language. It says, I accept, I don't resist.
这样的一种身体语言就是在说我接受，我不抗拒。
That doesn't mean you allow someone to abuse you.
当然这并不意味着你就允许另一个人虐待你。
But if, you know, like I said, if there's something that's beyond your control, then you have to accept it.
但就像我说到的，如果某一个事物、某一种状态是超过了你的控制的话，那么你就需要去接受它。
And the devotee sees everything in relationship to Krishna.
并且在奉献者的眼里，所有的一切都是和 Krishna 相关联的。
So Lord Brahma taught us the proper devotional attitude.
主梵天就曾以身教导过一种恰当的这种态度。
And he said, if we accept this attitude, then we'll actually be liberated from material bondage.
然后他说到，如果我们能真的接受这样一种态度，这样一种心态，那么我们就能够从物质的束缚中解脱出来。
Yeah, and even before you leave this world, your heart will be liberated within.
即便是在你都还没有离开，你还没有离开这个物质世界之前，你还没有离开这具躯体之前，你的心都已经能够从这个物质世界的束缚当中解脱出来。
Yeah, so this is the mantra for freedom.
所以说这里所谈到的这个曼陀罗就是给予自由的曼陀罗。
It shows us the proper devotional attitude.
向我们展示出了恰当的奉爱的心态。
So can you look up Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Verse 8?
OK, 我们一起来看 博迦瓦坛的第十篇第十四章第八十节。Okay, 我来找一找。
Tateno kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam dipakam rindag vapar bir vidadandamaste jivetayo mukti padesadayabak. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances within his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim.
好，我们来看这个诗节的译文，是主梵天的一个祈祷文。我亲爱的主啊，一个人如果热切的等待着你来，等待着你把你无缘的仁慈赐予给他，并且同时还耐心的遭受着他所有在过往所犯下的错误行径所带来的报应，或者叫反作用，可能报应不好听，可能反作用力，然后并且用他的心，用他的言语，用他的身体来顶拜您，来向您献上他充满敬意的顶拜，那么这样的一个人必然有资格获得解脱，因为这已经成为了他合法的公正的这样一个权利。
So, we should patiently suffer the reactions of our past misdeeds.
因此我们应该耐心的来遭受自己在过往所犯下的错误行径所带来的这样一种反作用力。
Prabhupada says we shouldn't become angry at the messenger of our karma.
Oh, messenger of karma. Oh, that's a very good word. 帕帕曾经说过这样一句话，我们不应该愤怒于，不应该愤怒于我们的业报的使者，也就是那些把业报带给我们的那些人，业报的使者，我们不应该去对这些人生气，对这些人感到愤怒。
Yeah, so we have to accept responsibility for our situation in life.
我们应该为自己所遭受的人生状况承担起责任。
So what we may experience.Pain. So pain is not optional. We're going to get the reactions, right?
而我们必然肯定会遭受痛苦，因为痛苦并不是一个选项，痛苦是肯定会来临的。
Yeah, so we may experience physical pain.
所以说身体是肯定会有痛苦出现的。
But emotional pain is optional.
但是的话，情绪上的痛苦却是可选择的。
Yeah, this is the place where we have control. This is about the only place we have control.
而对于情绪上的这种状态，我们就是真的是可以有选择来选择自己到底要不要受苦，而并且这是我们唯一可以去掌控的，对，唯一可以掌控的地方，那就是我们的情绪。
Yeah, so if we resist the way our body is, maybe it's sick. If we mentally resist the way our body is, maybe our body is sick, right?
所以如果我们在精神上或者在心理上反对或者是抗拒我们的身体，那么我们就很有可能会生病，对吧？
If we mentally resist the way our family members are, or the way our boss is.
而如果我们在精神上或者在心理上去反对和抗拒，比如说我们的老板啊，或者是我们的家人的那个样子，看着对方就受不了的话。
Yeah, so when we resist what is, we suffer within. We create disharmony and anxiety and anger and sadness and loneliness.Our own mind creates all these things.
而当我们就是抗拒外在的任何一个人的时候，那么此时我们只不过是在自己的内心内在创造出了很多的消极负面的情绪，比如说失望或者是焦虑、愤怒、孤独等等，而这一切都是由我们自己的心意制造出来的。
So this is a major lesson we all have to learn, is that we're creating our own suffering, and it's only when we let go and surrender that we stop suffering.
Only when we surrender and let go, then we stop suffering. 所以说这是我们所需要领悟的一个最主要的道理，一个最主要的一个课题，那就是正是我们自己创造出了痛苦，创造出了使自己受苦的这种状况，这是我们自己让自己受苦。而当我们能够学会去信任主，学会去放手，学会去臣服于主的时候，那么一切的苦难，一切的痛苦就停止了。
But only we can let go. Krishna can't let go for us.
然而的话，却只有我们自己才能放手。Krishna 是没办法能够让我们放手的。
Our guru can't do it for us. He can only suggest it.
我们的 guru 也是没办法替我们放手的。他只能给我们提建议。
So, if you can, if there's some situation that you can change, go ahead and change it. Otherwise, take responsibility for your own mind and surrender.
所以说，如果你的人生当中、你的生活当中某些状况是你可以去改变的，那么你就着手去对其进行改变。而如果是您无法改变的话，那么就对自己为自己的心意承担起责任，学会去放手，学会去臣服。
Okay.
Next one.
How many more are there?
Oh, I think from now onwards is today's questions. No, there's one more question from last week, I think. Yeah. One actually is kind of like a long message.And then today, I have, we have, 今天的有多少个呢？一个，两个，三个，四个，五个，六个，七个，八个。
Today I have 8 questions and still one from last week.
OMG. Okay.
okay, 好，我们来看这个上个星期还剩下一个问题。哦，刚才不好意思看花眼了。
I better answer quicker and not lavish much.
好，这位叫 Olivia 的 Mata 姐所问的问题 ，Hare Krishna Dibai Prabhu， 感恩翻译的甜美服务，谢谢。您刚才在讲课中说到，即使是在我们奉爱服务的初始阶段，我们还不纯粹，内心还有污染，但我们依然可以做纯粹的奉爱服务。请问这句话怎么理解？为什么我们还没有变得纯粹之前就能够做纯粹的奉爱服务呢？那如果在任何阶段都可以做纯粹的奉爱服务，那为什么我们还要专注于修炼自己来提升觉悟呢？只是为了满足 Krishna 为他做纯粹的奉爱服务就好了？感恩您仁慈的解答。So this Mataji Olivia, she's asking you that in your...lecture, which is last week, that you have mentioned that even in the beginning phase of our devotional service, we are not pure and we are still having contamination within. However, we can still engage in pure devotional service. So how to understand this statement? So how come that we can still engage in pure devotional service before we become pure?And if we can engage in pure devotional service at any stage, then why should we still focus on improving ourselves to eventually awaken? So just to satisfy Krishna and doing, just to satisfy Krishna and, do whatever that please him, the pure devotional service, that's enough. Is that good enough?
Okay, yeah, so pure devotional service means serving Krishna without any expectation.
纯粹的奉爱服务意思也就是说不带着任何期望的来为主服务。
Yeah, out of love.
出于你的爱来服务他。
Right, and it's very simple, you know, when you want to please someone, you do what they want in the way they want it.
嗯，这很简单，对吧？就是如果你想要取悦一个人，那么你肯定会希望，会想要按照他想要的方式来做一些事情。
Yeah, so we may still be identified with our mind and body in an illusion.
嗯，我们可能还依然就是认同于自己的心意和身体，还依然认同于幻觉。
Yeah, we can offer things to Krishna and serve Krishna out of love.
然而的话，我们还是可以就是出于爱来向主供奉一些事物，来向主提供我们的服务。
We can offer him a water, a fruit, a flower, the sound of our voice when we chant his name.
嗯，我们可以向主提供向主供奉，比如说水呀、果实水果呀，然后花朵呀，然后在念诵的时候把我们的声音也供奉给他。
嗯 ，Now, Krishna is pleased when we follow the orders of the spiritual master.
嗯，并且当我们遵循灵性导师的训示的时候 ，Krishna 也会被取悦。
When we chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles, We're not doing that for ourselves. We're doing it because we promised our spiritual master and we know that Krishna is pleased.
而我们念诵十六圈，遵循四项规范原则，我们这样做并不是为了自己，而是因为我们向灵性导师承诺过，做出了这样的承诺，那我们就应该去履行自己的承诺，并且我们知道这样做的话就会取悦 Krishna.
Yeah, so,That's actually our natural position is we're already complete and we just want to serve Krishna out of love.
而我们所处的天生的这样一个位置，我们的本质，核心本质，天生的本质，那就是我们本质就已经是完整的，而我们想要出于爱来服务 Krishna.
But now we're imagining with this material mind and material identity and material body.
然而现在的我们却想象着自己是这个物质的身体，是这个物质的心意。
Yeah, the stronger our ego,
而我们的假我越是强大，
the more selfish we are.
那么我们的这种自私的一面也就越加强大。
And the more we feel incomplete and dissatisfied.
于是我们就越是感到不完整，越是感到不满足。
And practically, we don't do anything in life without wondering what's in it for me.
所以基本上就是在现实生活中，我们做任何事情，然后脑袋里都想着这个，我做这事情，我能拿到什么好处呢？这个对我有什么益处呢
？Yeah, we say we love other people, but we only love them when they give us what we want.
我们口头上说我好爱你啊，然后哎我好喜欢你啊，然后但是只是因为这个人把我们想要的东西给了我们，然后我们才爱这个人。
Yeah, so the more that we can serve others and especially God unconditionally, the more we come out of this false ego and discover our real ego.
如果我们能够越多的去服务他人，特别是如果我们能够越多的去服务主，那么我们就能够越多的从虚假的自我当中解脱出来，并且发现真正的自我。
Just imagine right now, if you were completely happy without anything.
就想象一下，如果就在现在的这一刻，你就是完完全全的感到，自己是快乐的、完整的。
You're just happy to be alive right now.
就在这一刻，你对自己是活着的这一个事实，就感到非常的满足和完整和开心。
Just feeling fully satisfied for no reason.
就是完全没有任何理由的就感到很开心、很满足。
Just because you are.
而你之所以有这些。满足，然后这些幸福，那都是由于你的自己的存在，就是你的本来的这样一种存在，你就感到很满足了。
So that's actually our natural state.
而这就是我们天生的这样一种状态。
Yeah, so, and so, we're already fully satisfied, but then when we can love others and serve them in the way they want, even though we're already happy, our happiness just increases. It's not because we're expecting it, but it's just a byproduct.
Byproduct. That's a lot. 所以说当我们本来就已经完完全全的感到满足感到快乐的时候那么此时我们以他人喜欢的方式来爱另一个人来服务另一个人不管是身边的人还是神那么此时的话我们就不仅自己内在已经感到很快乐很幸福并且我们的快乐幸福感还在增加但是我们之所以这样去取悦别人去服务别人去取悦主服务主并不是因为我们期盼着能够通过去做这样子的事情 来让自己很快乐幸福而是这种快乐幸福感只是一个副产品是我们本来已经很圆满 很快乐了然后来服务别人的时候还有更多的快乐感
So as long as we don't know who we are we feel incomplete and unhappy and we're very very selfish
selfish, 所以说只要我们还不知道自己真正是谁只要我们就是还没有感受到自己本来已有的完整和快乐那么我们就仍然会是非常自私的。
And the more selfish we are, the more unhappy we are.
然后越自私越不开心。
So devotional service, even in the beginning, reverses this process.
What process?
This process of ignorance and selfishness.
Oh, oh. 因此的话呢，奉爱服务，即便是开始阶段的奉爱服务，都能够逆转这样的一个过程。什么样的过程呢？这种处于无知之中，就不了解自己真正是谁的这样一种状态之中，然后非常自私的这样一种状态，就逆转了整个这个状态这个过程了。
Yeah. So if you want to really be happy and you want to really be free of suffering, then serve Krishna, serve the spiritual master.
因此如果
without expectation.
因此如果你想要真正的快乐，如果你真的想要从痛苦当中解脱出来，那么就请你能够不带期望的去服务 Krishna, 服务你的灵性导师。
People that are depressed, one reason they're depressed is because they're totally focused on their self.
人们遭受抑郁症的原因之一就在于他们完完全全的只沉浸在自己当中，沉浸在自己的世界中，只关注自己。
Yeah, so everybody intuitively knows if they're depressed,One way to overcome the depression is to go out and do something for somebody else.
因此的话，人们直觉的就知道，如果他们遭受不快乐，遭受这种痛苦或者是抑郁的话，那么一个解决方式就是走出去，然后去服务别人，以这样的方式来解决这种情绪问题。
Yeah, start doing something to make others happy.
开始去做一些事情来取悦别人，来让别人感到快乐和幸福。
And then, as a byproduct, you'll become happy.
然后的话呢，作为一个副产品，就是随之而来的次之的产品，那就是你也会感到很快乐、很幸福。
Okay.
Okay. Today's questions. 我们来看今天的问题。第一个是 Rajendra Prabhu 问的。感谢亲爱的 Sadhadeva 跑步的精彩讲课感谢 Narayani Mataji 一如既往的美滋滋的翻译谢谢心意的本性是飘忽不定不安不稳的江山易改本性难移要命的是心意的本性不是难易根本 不移不是难易是根本不移想知道控制了心意后心意的本性能改变吗控制心意的意思不是改变心意的本性而是别的含义吧跪谢 Hare Krishna So Rajendra Prabhu here is saying his thanks to you your wonderful lecture and he's saying that the The nature of the mind is fickle. It's very unstable, unsteady. And it's very hard to teach old dogs new tricks. Basically means that it's very difficult to change the mind, to change a person's personality. That's the original meaning in Chinese. So the real crucial thing is it's not difficult or not easy to change the nature of the mind. It's basically impossible to move the mind. So I would like to know that after a person becomes the master of the mind, can the nature of the mind change as well? So to control the mind means not to change the nature of the mind, right? Is actually meaning something else.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. 对，最后的这个句子，就是说，控制心意的意思不是改变心意的本性，而是别的含义。有故事说，确实如此。
So the way we control the mind actually is to realize we're not the mind.
所以说我们控制心意的方式，那就是去觉悟到我们并不是心意。
Right. If you're caught in a dream, basically you have no control.
就举个例子，比如说，如果你在做梦，然后你完全沉浸在梦里，你是完全对你的梦是没有任何掌控的，对吧？
Right. It's only when you start to wake up that you see you're not the dream that you awaken.
而只有当你开始有一点点要醒的时候，此时你能看到，哎，你不是你的梦。你不是你梦里面的那个你，然后这个时候你才能开始醒过来。
Yeah. So we can't really control the mind until we start to see we're not the mind.
所以说直到我们能开始看到自己不是自己的心意，否则在此之前我们都是无法能够得以去控制心意的。
Yeah. And so the mind's business is to think about the past and the future and to take little pictures of everything that we've ever happened, that's ever happened.
而心意在干着些什么呢？心意每天在干着的，不断的在干着的事情就是回忆过去，想象未来，并且把我们所有的经历，所有经历到的这些事物都拍一张小照片一样的，然后存储在我们的脑袋里。
Yeah, so the mind is always going to think because that's what it does. So that's not going to change. That's its nature.
而心意总是得思考，这心意的这个存在的意义就是为了去思考。所以说我们是这其实它的这样一种本性我们是不可能能够改变的。
But if you see you're not the mind, and you're not the thoughts, you're not the past, you're not the future,that you exist independent of it, then you're no longer affected.
而如果你能看到你不是你的心意，换言之就是如果你能看到你并不是你脑袋里的念头，你并不是你的过去，也并不是你的未来，而你是独立于所有的这一切而存在的，你独立于你的念头，你的过去和未来而存在，那此时sorry, Gurumaji, what's the last sentence?
Then you're no longer affected by the mind.
那么此时你就不再受到心意的影响了。
And then, you can, you know, choose the thoughts you want to keep and let go of the ones you don't.
而后你就能得以选择去保留那些你想要保留的念头，而放手那些你觉得你不想保留的念头。
I mean, your question is a little bit like Arjuna's.
可以说你的问题是有点像 Arjuna 问的问题。
Because he also said to Krishna, you know, that trying to control the mind is like trying to control the wind.
因为他也曾对 Krishna 说问过一个问题，就是想要去掌控心意，就像要去掌控风一样的那么难。
And Krishna, he said, yes, the mind is restless.
然后 Krishna 说，确实，心意是这个可以说叫做不安不稳，坐立不安的那种状态。
And it's a little difficult to master your mind.
然后要去成为心意的主人，要去掌控心意是挺难的。
But he says it's not impossible.
但他也说，但这并不是说不可能做到。
In fact, he says, unless you learn to master your mind, you're not going to make much advancement.
并且 Krishna 说过，除非你能够成为你心意的主人，否则你是无法取得多大的进步的。
So he said, you can master your mind if your practice is suitable.
If your practice is suitable.
If you have the right practice, if you know the way, if you know the way,And then you also practice letting go. He says, by suitable practice and detachment, you can control the mind.
Oh, suitable practice. 而 Krishna 就说到，你怎样可以去成为心意的主人，怎样去掌控心意呢？那就是通过适合你的修行，以及这种detachment， 以及这个不。叫做不执着或者不依附，也就是用guru的话来说，就是叫做放手，对，放手。然后当你能够放手，并且你找到适合你的方式的时候，你知道这个方式这条路是怎样走的，那你就能成为心意的主人。
Basically, he's saying you have to be able to observe the mind, you have to watch it.
所以基本上他在说的就是你要能够得以去观察你的心意，去看着你的心意。
That breaks your identification with it.
而这就能打破你对心意的认同。
And then you see, oh, it's just a thought.
然后你就能看到，这就只是一个念头而已。
And you let it go.
然后你就放手这个念头。
That's detachment.
而这就是不依附，不执着。
So basically, that's what we're doing when we're chanting japa.
所以基本上这就是我们在做加帕念诵的时候所做的事情。
Right, we're chanting.
我们在念诵。
We're hearing the holy name.
听到圣名。
We're aware that we're hearing the holy name.
并且我们能觉知到自己在听到圣名。
So that means we're present.
这就意味着我们是临在的，在这一刻我们就在这里，在念诵，在听到圣名。
Then when our attention wanders into thinking about the past and the future, we can recognize it.
而后当我们的注意力漂移了，然后飘到过去或者飘到未来的时候，我们能够立刻的去辨识到，立刻的注意到，哎，走神了。
And then we bring the attention back to the mantra.
然后我们再把注意力又拉回到曼陀罗上。
That's detachment.
而这就是不执着，不依附。
The mind has gone over here.
心意跑到了这边。
You recognize it.
然后你看到了。
Right. Every time you recognize it, you're detaching from the mind. You're seeing you're not the mind.
而每一次当你看到你的心意跑到了一边，那此时你就是没有在依附于你的心意，没有在认同于你的心意。
And then you bring it back to the sound of Krishna.
然后你又再次把心意拉回到，把注意力拉回到曼陀罗的声音上。
That is suitable practice and detachment.
而这就是恰当的适合的练习或者叫休息以及不执着不依附。
In this way we master our mind and our emotions.
以这样的方式我们就能得以成为心意和情绪的主人。
By seeing that we're not the mind and we're not the emotions.
能够就是去通过看到我不是我的心意，我不是我的情绪，从而来成为他们的主人。
Yeah, that doesn't mean the mind's not going to stop thinking. Its nature's not going to change.
但这并不意味着心意的本性就会被改变，并不意味着心意就会停止思考。
What changes is that we no longer identify with it.
而改变的是，我们不再认同于心意了。
We see I'm something else.
我们能看到自己，是别的什么。
Yeah, but before we began this yoga, we didn't see that I was something else. We thought, no, I'm the mind, I'm the body.
然而在我们就是开始这个瑜伽休息之前，我们都根本不知晓这一点，然后就觉得自己，我就是这个心意嘛，我就是我的那些念头，然后这个身体等等。
Yeah, so mastering the mind is really just coming to higher consciousness.
因此，成为心意的主人，控制心意，实际上就是等同于我们到达更高的知觉。
By suitable practice and detachment.
通过恰当的适合的，这应该叫做对对，通过适合的休息以及通过不执着不依附的态度，就能成为心意的主人。
And that is moment to moment.
而并且这是从这一刻到下一刻时时刻刻要进行的一个事情。
As long as you're in this material world, there's no end to that. You have to continue to do that.
所以只要你还所以只要你还身处物质世界，你就必须得时时刻刻的这样来做。
Right? You got to keep the dog on a leash. If you let it off the leash, then it's off the leash.
嗯，所以你必须得把你的狗狗给拴在绳子上。要是把狗给放出去了，然后它就真的就乱跑了。
The dog's not going to change.
那狗是没办法改变狗的本性的。Okay, next one.好，我们来看下一个问题，也是 Rajendra Prabhu 问的。还有一个现实的问题，求教博学的帕布。一位灵修精进的 Mataji 对服务痴痴迷迷，没有拿出时间陪伴自己的女儿，没有很多时间与女儿互动交流，导致女儿伤心落泪，把妈妈的手机藏起来，甚至以后有憎恨 Krishna 的危险，因为 Krishna 夺走了妈妈对自己的爱。作为居士经验丰富的帕布，您对这位灵修精进的美丽 Mataji 有什么建议和忠告吗？谢谢。Oh, so Rajendra Prabhu is asking on behalf of another Mataji.And saying that this Mataji is very dedicated in her spiritual life. And she's very kind of like obsessed about the spiritual practice. So didn't really take time to accompany her daughter. So not much time to communicate with the daughter, which has caused the daughter to be very sad. And she actually hid the mother's cell phone so that the mother would not practice her spiritual life, I think.And then even in the future, she might actually, be possible to hate Krishna because Krishna has taken away the mother's love for her. So since you are a Grihastha that has a very enriched life experience, so could you please give some advice to this, very dedicated, lovely Mataji? Thank you.
Oh my God.
Guru 又在感叹。
I have made so many mistakes in my family because of religious fanaticism.
You yourself?
Yes.
Guru 说，他说我本人就是曾经在我的家庭当中，由于我对于宗教的狂热，而在我的家庭当中，犯下了很多很多的错误。
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes when we begin spiritual life, we can be a little unbalanced.
有些时候当我们最开始灵性生活的时候都会有一点点不平衡。
Yeah, so love for Krishna and devotional service is not about neglecting our duties or our family or our health.
而我们对 Krishna 的爱我们的奉爱服务并不意味着我们就要去忽略或者是忽视我们的职责我们的家庭以及我们的身体健康。
Yeah, that's not real devotional service.
这并不是真正的奉爱服务。
So, if we're actually sincere, then we'll see everyone and every situation in relationship to Krishna.
因此如果我们是真正的诚实的话我们就能够我们就能够看到每一个人和每一种状况都是和 Krishna 息息相关的。
Yeah, so we have a duty to take care of our health.
所以说我们有职责要照顾好自己的身体。
And it's our responsibility.To love and care for our children.
并且的话也是我们的职责要去照顾好关怀我们的孩子。
That means spending time with them and being present with them, just to be with them, without any other agenda.
而这意味着我们就是花时间陪伴自己的孩子就是和孩子在一起为他而临在而并不是抱有其他任何的目的和孩子在一起。
Yeah, and If you want your children to be Krishna conscious, then you actually have to be Krishna conscious yourself.
如果你想要你的孩子是 Krishna 知觉，那么你必须你自己就得是 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah, you shouldn't neglect them and neglect giving them your time and your presence.
你不应该忽视孩子，然后也不应该忽视着不把自己的时间和关爱给到孩子。
So, if you give your children the love and the attention they need now when they're young, if you put the time in when they're young, when they get older, they'll be psychologically balanced and you'll have a good relationship with them.
如果你在孩子还很年幼的时候就给予孩子充足的爱和注意和关注，那么当孩子长大之后，他们在心理上就会是平衡的这样一种状态，由此你就能够和孩子之间有这种良好的关系。
If you don't give them the love and attention they need when they're young, then they'll be emotionally unbalanced and they'll have problems their whole adult life.
而如果你在孩子年幼的时候没有给到他们爱和关注，这就会使得他们在心理上失衡，由此在他们的整个成年的生活中，他们都会遭受情绪问题。
Yeah, so that means when they become adults, you won't have a good relationship with them, and maybe you'll still have to take care of them because they can't thrive in the material world.
而这就意味着当他们成年之后，你是无法和他们有良好的关系的，并且的话呢，到了他们成年之后，你还得继续照顾他们，因为他们靠自己是没有办法能够得以在物质世界当中，旺盛的生长，旺盛的存在和发展自己。
So, if we're actual devotee, then we don't neglect anyone, especially our family members.
因此如果我们真的是奉献者的话，我们是不会忽视自己的，不是不会忽视身边的每个人，尤其是不会忽视自己的家人。
So that means, you know, we have to take care of others. That means we have to give them our time, our attention, our presence.
这就意味着我们必须要花时间在家人身上投入时间，投入精力，把我们的爱和关怀给到他，然后把我们的灵再给到他。
Yeah, so devotees should never drag their young children to adult Krishna consciousness programs and expect them to just sit there and act like adults.
因此奉献者不应该拖着自己年幼的孩子去参加成年的奉献者的联谊活动，然后期望着自己的孩子能够乖乖的坐在一边，然后像一个成年人一样的参与到奉献服务当中。
Yeah, so you shouldn't just abandon your children.
所以说你不应该只是去抛弃自己的孩子。
And if there are, you know, devotee gatherings, then there should be organized activities for the kids.
而当有奉献者联谊活动的时候，如果有那也应该有专门的安排来安排特别的节目来照顾好在场的这些奉献者的孩子们。
Yeah, the kids should be supervised and the activity should be interesting and fun for them.
孩子应该被监管，并且的话他们给予他们的活动内容活动种类也应该是有趣的、好玩的，让他们很喜欢。
Otherwise, it's just like Rajendra Prabhu said, they're going to end up not liking Krishna and having lots of emotional problems.
然后否则的话呢，就会像 Rajendra Prabhu 在这里提到的，最终孩子就可能会讨厌、憎恨 Krishna， 然后并且以后也会遭受情绪问题。
Yeah, so we can't neglect our children or our family. We have to do both.
因此我们不应该忽视自己的家人，忽视孩子。我们应该两头抓，应该既照顾好家人，同时也进行自己的奉爱服务。
Yeah, so if you neglect your duty now, it's going to come back to you. It's not like you can just say, "Oh, I'm a devotee of Krishna now, and I don't have any responsibilities."
所以如果你忽视自己的孩子，那么最终 你所做出的这种不当的行为就会带来一定的反作用力，是会来到出现在你身上的，并不是说你认为哦，我是一位奉献者， Krishna 会照顾我，我就只需要在意做好服务就行了。
Yeah, that's not balanced.
因为这样的一种心态和生活方式是不平衡的。
And if your life is unbalanced, then that means your Krishna consciousness, you're not practicing correctly.
而如果你的人生是不平衡的话，那就意味着你并没有恰当的修习 Krishna 直觉。
Yeah. Health, family, job, sadhana, service. Those are the, in that order.
Health, family, job, sadhana, service. 所以说按照顺序来提到的第一个是最重要的，然后是次之，那第一个就是健康，第二个就是家人，第三个就是工作，第四个就是 sadhana， 我们的个人的灵性休息，第五个就是我们所做的其他的服务。
Yeah, so you have to have your priorities, you know, set your priorities in a balanced way, otherwise your Krishna consciousness, yeah, ultimately you'll probably, you know, give up Krishna consciousness and go, you won't get the result that you want.
所以说涉及到你人生当中的优先事项，这些重要的这些事情等待着你去应对去处理的这些优先事项，你就要保证能够使之是一种平衡的状态。那么否则的话，随着时间的推移，你无法获得你所期望的修习 Krishna 知觉所带来的结果，而最终就不得不以放弃而收场。
Yeah, oftentimes we take to Krishna consciousness because we're very unhappy.
很多时候我们进入到 Krishna 知觉都是由于自己过得不快乐，过得很痛苦，才会选择进来的。
And we don't do the inner work that we need to do. We really don't take responsibility of our mind.
我们不愿意去进行内心的功课，也就是说我们不愿意为自己的心意承担起责任。
Yeah, so we use Krishna consciousness as a way to avoid our responsibilitiesAnd to avoid our problems, rather than really facing the problems and dealing with them and improving ourselves.
而我们运用 Krishna 知觉来作为，把 Krishna 知觉作为这样一种方式方法来逃避责任，逃避我们的问题，然后不去面对自己的问题，不愿意去面对它，不愿意去改进这些问题。
Well, I'm spending too much time talking here on each question, and I'm running out of time.
Guru 说他讲话又讲多了，然后又超时。
Well, you know, I feel so guilty because I was such a poor parent.
Guru 说，他说我感到非常的愧疚，因为我自己曾经是一个很糟糕的父亲。
But I have to say, I've worked on my relationship with my kids and with my other family members, and I'm much better than I used to be.
但是我也不得不说，我已经投入了很多很多的来改进我和我的孩子之间的关系，以及改进我和其他家人的关系。所以可以说的话呢，后来的我相比起一开始的我要变得更好了。
Okay, you know, I've run out of time.
Yeah.
So, we have a lot of questions. I hope everyone doesn't feel discouraged because I didn't get to their questions.
不如说想请求大家的谅解和宽容，因为就是希望，因为他说就是你们问到的问题他都没有时间来回答，希望你们不要觉得灰心，千万别那样想。
So next week I promise, I'll answer all the questions, and if you still have questions, you can send them in, and then we'll spend more time on questions next week.
所以说下个星期我给大家承诺，一定把你们的问题都回答到。然后如果还有其他的奉献者有问题的话呢，也请发上来。
Please remind me.
Okay, I will. 不如让我下星期提醒一下他。
Okay, and devotees, please study the verses we studied last week and this week. They're very important verses.
还有就是请大家一定记得去学习一下上个星期的十九世界和这个星期的二十和二十一世界，是非常重要的内容。
And thank you for your participation today.
非常感谢大家今天来听课。
Thank you, Narayaniya Sumukhi.
感谢 Sumukhi Maharaj.
Pam Ho. All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博加瓦坛。今天的讲课就到此结束啦，感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。